Bolton, Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, 6 p.m., Board of Selectmen meeting with accounts payable. I'd like to call the meeting to order and consider an act on authorizing a resolution for accessible playground improvements.
Now, when we make the motion for this, do we need to make the motion? Oh, do we actually have our board clerk?
No, we'll be doing this from the recording.
Okay, all right. We make the motion, do we need to make the motion that we approve you to do it or that we approve Liz to do it?
So Liz is the one that will be certifying the resolution.
Okay.
So do I have a motion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we authorize the resolution for the accessible playground improvements.
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I don't see Bob yet.
No, Bob.
Okay, so.
That was Tim that made the motion.
He said.
Yeah, Tim made the motion. And Mathers seconded it.
David.
No. Oh, David seconded it.
David seconded it.
Motion passed 5 yes, 2 absent. That would be Bob DiPietro and Gwen Marion. Next is consider an act on accounts payable. Is there a motion?
Bryce will make a motion to approve the accounts payable in $96,284.68.
I'll second that.
Motion.
All right, Mather seconds this time.
Okay, Bryce made the motion, Mather seconded. Well, is there any discussion?
There was one. I just got to find it now.
Yeah, I'll start with a question then, David Lux. On page 17, there's a few treasurer state of Connecticut, but I'm the one related to the nominee is grantor or grantee. Just curious on which that refers to.
So that was Bryce asking the question, just for the record. And these are funds that get collected when property transfers are made and get sent to the state of Connecticut. So we collect fees ourselves, but some of the fees we collect go to the state, which is the case for most of our, like even our building permits have a fee that goes to the state, our land, all of our land use permits.
So then it hits our budget every January, or is this a monthly charge? You just hadn't noticed it yet?
This is a monthly charge. It's either monthly or quarterly.
Okay, and then so the nominee as grantor or grantee is related to those transfers?
If you look further over to the right,
yeah,
it explains it a little bit. You know, it's a housing open space recording fee exchange account.
Recording fee. Got it. Okay, thank you.
Is there any other questions?
I have one question. It's minor. And I don't know, Jim, if you know the answer to this, but Site One Landscape Supply, I'm on page 15, by the way.
Yep.
For ice melt.
Just looking at that.
Is that like a different kind of salt for a cert for a specific reason, you know?
That was a pallet of ice melt that is concrete safe.
Yeah.
So we don't damage our sidewalks.
Yeah.
Perhaps like the ones at the high school.
That was a different situation. Like the ADA pads at the high school, they were pads that were designed to pop off.
Yeah.
And you know, they were also very close to the driveway.
Right.
Which we use road salt on.
Right.
And so I think that salt was getting trapped underneath.
Yeah.
But a few years back, we did have to replace all of the sidewalks at Bolton Center School with a tune of $150,000-ish.
Yeah.
And that was because they were using road salt on. And so, you know, part of one of the things I've asked John to do is to buy concrete safe ice.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's sidewalks. Why that's good. That's well worth it.
Is there any other questions?
I just have one more. Sorry, and this is just I'm new here too. I didn't mark down the page.
You remember the question?
It's resident assistance fund. I'm just curious.
The residence assistance fund is, we have monies that are put aside in the senior and social services budget to assist people with, energy needs or sometimes rent or maybe medical bills, and they have to meet, financial criteria. And then, those requests go through the senior and social services office and come to me, and I usually say, did you do the paperwork to make sure they met the financial criteria before approving that?
Okay, and that's one of my, because I was trying to look on our website and just figure it out myself before asking the question.
Yeah, okay.
And I just didn't see what the specific criteria were. It was just detailed and I couldn't find it.
That's in that, in Carrie's.
It was like vague. It just said reach out to Carrie, I think.
Yes.
But is that the instructions? Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
David, did you have one?
Nope. Both of mine have now been taken.
The water services for farm maintained or the well operating?
Yep.
Who owns that well? Do we own that
we own the well, but, and I used to do this in a former life. All of our wells that are public water supplies have to have a certified well operator.
Right. Okay.
You have to pay somebody to do that. And LaFrom Boys is our certified well operator for our public water supply.
Is that the only one we have?
So we have several public water supplies, right? So,
yeah.
The high school is a public water supply. The water supply that serves Bolton Center School,
yeah.
both the highway garage and the town garage, the senior and social services center, CVC, and the temporary building, that's another water supply.
Yeah.
And so there's essentially three.
The park, Indian Notch, kind of.
That's probably not considered a public water supply. But here, they test here, they test Herrick Park.
So I think the public water supply is when it feeds more than one building. So
Herrick, it has to do with the number of people that, and whether they're transient or non-transient.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's a whole bunch of criteria, but that's a criteria that comes down from the state of Connecticut Public Health Department.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do they charge us for each one?
No, I think that's a total fee for the.
Okay.
I think it's monthly or quarterly. I'm not sure which.
Is there any other questions?
Yeah, page three, the CAAO and CCM, two fees, one for a workshop registration, the other's for not quite sure, other than fees and dues.
I know CCM have their.
So CCM was for, Rodney to go to the all day conference. And then
what is CCM for my news?
Connecticut Conference of Municipalities.
Thank you.
It's a big organization.
Yeah.
And Mather went there for the luncheon that honored Bob Mora for the Joel Colgin Lifetime Achievement Award. So this is really, actually, when I went through this earlier, it's not really labeled correctly. It's not annual dues for Mather Clark. It was for him participating in the luncheon.
Okay.
Okay,
so we had a conference fee, right?
Of those.
That's a lunch. People should have had.
Yeah, a handful of other folks that went.
You should have had three desserts.
I had two desserts.
You were there. We didn't have to pay for you to go.
So,
you were
so he snuck in. We
Thank you.
And the one above it, the CAAO.
That is a workshop registration for Miss Gordon for her new role in the. In the zoning board of appeals. So she can be trained.
Board of Assessment Appeals. I was trying to figure out what BAA was.
Yeah, Board of Assessment Appeals. So I think probably through CARA, she was able to sign up for a class that would help her be trained so that she can do this role better.
Awesome.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. That's five yes, two absent. Next is consider an act on budget transfers, which
no action necessary.
Small one.
And number five, is there somebody who wants to?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
And it is 6:10.
Aye.
And who made the motion? Tim?
Tim did. David seconded.
And David seconded.